Okay, now I have to tell you my theory about Big Fatty. I finally figured out everything there you need to know about Big Fatty and the coal mine. So, you know, we're always wondering, what is the coal mine, really? Nobody knows what they do at the coal mine. It's some big secret mystery. But I know the secret to the coal mine. So, here's my theory on Big Fatty and the coal mine. The coal mine is actually a secret government military installation involved in the design of the olfactory weapon, a weapon that can knock you out as soon as you smell it. So I believe that at the coal mine they are building these olfactory weapons, and Big Fatty is the key. Big Fatty is the keyhole to the whole machine. So Big Fatty is involved in the destruction of the world, it could be. I always knew there was something not quite right about you, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
A weapon that can knock you out as soon as you smell it.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1077 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 14th of March, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. You know how I had that list yesterday? Well, today I got nothing. I got nothing. Big Fatty, back to normal. Hello, Quos. Big Fatty, what the hell is a quo? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you know what a quo is? It is the status quo. Big Fatty, you're retarded. You're just retarded, the status quo. And, y'all, that means that Big Fatty's just going to get on here and natter. Big Fatty, like you say, status quo. Y'all, it was a busy day in the coal mine today. Got a lot done. Despite what the Faye driver, who you heard at the beginning of today's show, but despite what he may think, we are not creating weapons. Big Fatty is the weapon. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Big Fatty is the weapon. Big Fatty, I didn't mean for you to actually say it again. But anyway, y'all, the weather rat's on right now. We got some rain moving into the area. Oh, dear, I gotta say, I may have to get my rain poncho. Big Fatty, don't you know it? So, y'all, I made me a cone beef. I don't know if I admit, yeah, I think I did mention that when I told you I went to the Vons East. Y'all, by the way, y'all, there's breaking news.
This just into the BFO Walnut Hills desk. The Vons, yo, isn't going to the Vons anymore. She's going to Albertsons.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I knew something was up, because, you know, the Vons, y'all, you know, she has to go to Ralph's to get the good kind of cone beef that Myron likes, but y'all, evidently she went to the Albertsons instead, and y'all, there was a prognostication that she may be going there more often. Big Fatty, bro, does that mean we'll have to start calling her the Albatross? I don't know, but Big Fatty, you're making yourself. You're making yourself giggle. Oh Lord! But y'all, speaking of cone beef, y'all, I made me a cone beef and put it in the slow cooker on Monday night, and y'all got up on Tuesday morning, and I cut my cabbage up and put it in there, and y'all, I came home for my lunch on Tuesday, and y'all, it was delicious. I had the cone beef and cabbage with some some squash, and y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, I meant to have a little fruit for my dessert, but y'all, I forgot all about it. So I'll have that for my supper. I'll have a little fruit, and y'all, I've got a crab cake in there. Also, Big Fatty is least is a crab cake and not the crabs. But anyway, so there you have it. Y'all, it's sports ball time. I don't know if you know that or not. Y'all, did you do a bracket? Did you do a bracket? I know there are many of you out there that are just chomping at the bit to know about Big Fatty's bracket. Big Fatty would rather know about your bracket than your racket. So, and y'all, as predicted, I said that Kim Beaver, well, y'all, she'd find evidence of that dream that had him had, and sure enough, y'all, over there at the lodge, the evidence is there, and y'all, in fact, I believe it's called Soap on a Dope. Big Fatty, it's Soap in a Dope. Poor Big Fatty. Yeah, you think I was drunk, but I'm really not. Anyway... y'all, evidently, there is an update. There's an update out there for the contest over at Spot and Big Fatty. So, y'all, let's just get to that right now. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, it's Kathy Bacon. I just want to quickly bring up the contest again. When you go over to the Spotting Big Fatty, there is a specific tab or whatever you call it for the pictures for the contest. So a little more insight. You have to put Big Fatty's face somewhere in your picture or on the subject of the picture. This 2 weeks, March 12th through the 24th, is in your neck of the woods. On the 26th, it'll change and we'll do something else. But all those pictures that are under that caption in your neck of the woods are going to be considered for the contest. And everybody who enters, then their name will be thrown in the uterus bag. Hello, come on. We've all been in the uterus before. That's so gross. Oh my God, I can't believe I said that. Hello, I'm just embarrassed. Okay, anyway, you have to put Big Daddy's picture on there. And we're off to a slow start. Come on. In your neck of the woods, I'll tell you what, March 26th, it's going to change to Easter decorations. So grocery stores, and anything that's in your neighborhood, come on, please, let's play. And you'll enjoy the prize, and the prize will be issued sometime in May. Okay, I think that's all I was going to say. And you have to put in the comments that it's for the contest. Otherwise, whoever the moderator is not going to... not going to put it in with the contest, and then it won't be considered for the prize. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I didn't realize there was going to be a special tab. Big Fatty, that sounds like a diet beverage special tab. Big Fatty, you're just making yourself giggle today. Y'all, I'm going to go on over there to Spot and Big Fatty. You know, if you don't know how to get to it, you just go over to the BFO, and right there at the top of the Fat Favorites, it says Spot and Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you got it. And, dear Gussie, y'all keep calm and ignore me. Big Fatty, are we ignoring you? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty is over there. It's time for the creepies. It's Big Fatty. It's a Girl Scout. And then David B, he has submitted, he submitted one for In Your Neck of the Woods. Oh, y'all, and then that Timmy Sims has put Big Fatty over there with Poncherelli. Big Fatty, and y'all, then, is that little Ozzy Battler? Is that Scotty that the smell cast has put? No, that's Big Fatty. Y'all, Big Fatty's using the bacon toothpaste. And brush your teeth, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then there's Miss Kathy Bacon in the neck of the woods. Y'all, Big Fatty's up on the Devil's Tower. And y'all, then it's earmuff day. And Big Fatty, of course, is a kitty cat. So, anyway, and y'all, there it is right there. It says in your neck of the woods. And y'all, you can click right on there. And there are the two submissions for that. Y'all, I don't understand because I know that Miss Kimber Beaver submitted one also directly to Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, I don't know why it hasn't been posted yet, but yeah, I'm sure she'll be right on that. She probably had to get her, she had to get her devil's tower. Evidently, Big Fatty's head's rolling down the devil's tower. Big Fatty, don't you know it? Don't you know it? Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear sweet Gussie. Y'all, let's go over here and look in the e letters and see if we got anything over there that's even remotely interesting. Y'all, later tonight we got the I'm not going in the Fat Cave, but we've got the Survivor. We've got the Survivor later on tonight, and y'all, that Colton, he's a big old queen. He's from Alabama, just like the gay country boy. Y'all, maybe they're related. And who knows? But y'all, before I go over to the e-letters, y'all, I'm gonna do this scratch off that Peter G sent to me of the $5 card. Y'all, let's see what the winning numbers are. The winning numbers are a number 24 and a number 34. Oh, Big Fatty, it's all ending in a foe. And then there's a number 13. Lucky 13, Big Fatty. And the final number is a number 8, y'all. All right, now I have got 15 numbers. No, I've got 18 numbers to see if I can match that. All right, here's the first one. The first one is a 27. No winner there. Then there's a number 9. Not a winner. And then we got a number 28. No winner there. And there's a number 21. Not a winner. The next one's a number 30. No winner there. Number 15, not a winner. All right, second row, we've got a number 25, not a winner. Number 23, Big Fatty, you hit on both sides of the number 24. We got a number 14, not a winner. Number 26, no winner there. Number 11, not a winner. Number 35, no winner there either. All right, y'all, this is the last row now, last chance. Here we go. What is this? It's a number 7, not a winner. And then we've got a number 12, no winner there. And a number 22, not a winner. And a number 29, not a winner. Oh, y'all, we're down to the last two. I say chew. Number 32, not a winner. And y'all, the last one, number 33. Oh, Big Fatty, you are not a winner. But Peter G, thank you so much anyway. We always love a good scratch-off. And so there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Paul's always sending me stuff. And y'all, since we are in the Lent season, Big Fatty, is that butt Lent? No, and it's not dryer Lent either. It's the season where you give shit up. And Big Fatty, can we give up the BFO for Lent? So, anyway, y'all, this is the Redneck Lent. Each Friday night after work, Bubba. And y'all, this is especially for Hat M, because I know how he just loves to have Big Fatty read to him. Big Fatty, you got 7 more minutes. You can read everything in your inbox to him today. Redneck Lent, each Friday night after work, Bubba would fire up his outdoor grill and cook a venison steak. But all of Bubba's neighbors were Catholic, and since it was Lent, they were forbidden from eating meat on Friday. The delicious aroma from the grilled venison steaks was causing such a problem for the Catholic faithful that they finally talked to their priest. The priest came to visit Bubba and suggested that he become Catholic. After several classes and much study, Bubba attended Mass, and the priest sprinkled holy water over him, and he said, "You were born a Baptist, raised a Baptist, and now you're a Catholic." And Bubba's neighbors were greatly relieved until Friday night arrived and the wonderful aroma of grilled venison filled the neighborhood. The priest was called immediately by the neighbors as he rushed into Bubba's yard clutching a rosary and prepared to scold him when he stopped and watched in amazement. There stood Bubba, clutching a small bottle of holy water, which he had carefully sprinkled over the grilling meat, and chanted, "You was born a deer, you was raised a deer, but now you is a catfish. Big Fatty, that's a good one." So anyway, y'all, speaking of Alabama, they're going to have the election results from Alabama and Mississippi on later on tonight. So y'all, it'll be interesting to see if someone wins some cheesy grit. Big Freddy, don't get into the politics, please, for the love of hydrogen. Y'all, you know, Brian from Boston, anyway, he's down there in the future with my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. And you know, I was complaining because I hadn't gotten a cellular telephonic device message from the two of them, because y'all, I thought they'd give me a drunky call, but y'all, instead they went for a bike ride and a nice walk on the beach and had a lovely conversation. Fanny, you're being silly. So, but they went for a bike ride because evidently Straight Bob knew that he would get way too fucked up if he went to the party. So there you have it. Yes, Big Fanny, that's just lovely that you would bring that up. Thank you for calling. Y'all, I thought I'd go over here and read a few more of these things from the Life's Little Instruction Book. The next one on the list is wear polished shoes. Y'all, it's true. Spend a little time polishing your shoes. When's the last time you did that? Well, you probably need to do it again. Floss your teeth. Y'all, Big Fatty does this constantly. Just constantly. Drink champagne for no reason at all. A good idea, or when you're playing some kind of game with Myron. Big Fatty, ask for a raise when you feel like you've earned it. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, speaking of the Vons, yo, hey, want to send out my good thoughts to the Vons on the passing of her favorite aunt. And, you know, it's part of life. And thank goodness you had some good times and you got to reconnect there when it meant the most. That basically what happened with my favorite aunt also. She came one Christmas late in her life and visited, and we had a great time. And several months later, she had passed away. So anyway, I understand how important it is to have a final good time there. So, and y'all, there was something else that I was going to mention about the Vons.
Yo, hey.
I don't remember what it was, though. Big Fatty, you don't remember shit anymore. That's because you've become a secret weapon and you're out to destroy the world, according to that, what do you call that here? The pink wing nut. That Ange in BC, that Faye driving. Y'all, he's got more damn names China has chins. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, thank God. Y'all, I've never wanted that music to play any faster.
Big Fatty, we know the feeling, but we feel it every day.
So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. And if humping is part of your day, even better. And if not, then just give the Faye driver a call and he'll drive over and... You know, then you can have some
Big Fatty. He'll let him hump himself out. Big Fatty.
Hell, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Big Fatty, why don't you just be quiet and let the pink wing nuts finish up what the little show is about, and he'll say something appropriate, I'm sure.
A weapon that can knock you out as soon as you smell it.
Big Fatty, it's just like the BFO. It just knocks us out.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.